God. Amen. What a great thing to be led by the Spirit. What a great thing to be a son of God. Thank you, Lord, for it. We praise you tonight, Lord, and we give you glory. We thank you for all that you're always doing for us. We're so grateful. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for blessing the word tonight, for blessing the move of the Spirit tonight. We thank you, Lord, that your will be done. Holy Spirit, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. So somebody give Irie this message. And for any of you here who are believing God for a vehicle, okay, I want you to know that we got a letter from Mrs. Marion Z. Wright, the lady in Guatemala, and I don't even know if I ever mentioned this to you, but we bought her a car. You did. And so she sent a thank you. She bought a beautiful, I think it's a Buick. It's a Buick. Anyway, so here was your seed. Here's Irie's seed, okay? So anyone who's given to the church got in on that, okay? And so, you know, we sent the children the gifts for Christmas, and we were going to go, and the Lord told us not to go. Seven of us were going, and all of us got to know about going. Well, come to find out, our friend who, her son-in-law, who helps with everything, he told Deb at the minister's conference, he said, we had way too many people. He said, if y'all would have come, we wouldn't have even had room. They had too many people. So we heard from God. But it doesn't matter whether we went or stayed. We gave, so we were there. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you need a vehicle, there's your seed. You sowed. Praise the Lord. All right. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I know Irie stepped up to that the other day, and so I'll be her too, and she's got that vehicle that she wants. She got a word about it, and he said, you said it out loud, I'm going to bless you out loud. So that's going to mean something. Y'all watch for that. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians 6:14. 2 Corinthians, how many of you are here tonight?
I'm here.
Good. You going to stay here? Praise the Lord. Okay, we'll be here for a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I thought that's interesting. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. Now, I want to call your attention to verse 16. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? You are the temple of the living God. You are the temple of the living God. So if you're born again believer, the Holy Spirit is abiding in you. Let's go back to basics for just a minute. And so he abides in your body because your spirit's in your body, but he's in your spirit. We talked about that before. So he's communicating to you and through you through your spirit. Not your mind, through your spirit. It's going to get to your mind, but it has to come through the spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. So communication reaches your mind and sometimes reaches your body, as we know. And so, but it starts with your spirit. So we're talking about in these days, we're talking about being spirit-led in these last few meetings. Listen. Your spirit knows things that your head doesn't know. Okay? Your spirit knows things that your head doesn't know. And so we want to learn to depend on the spirit, and to depend on our spirit, we need to depend on the spirit. We need to understand him. We need to understand Holy Spirit. We need to have some revelation concerning him. And for instance, here's something that maybe a lot of people just gloss over. Does the Holy Spirit condemn you? No, absolutely not. Why? Because God does not condemn you. God justifies. Amen? So if you feel condemned, it's coming from somewhere else, honey. It's coming from the accuser of the brethren. Or it may be stirred up in you from when he did put that lie in there. Maybe some of your thinking. But you can get rid of that, I tell you. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. He's a guide. He's a teacher. He's a helper. He's an intercessor. And he's a strengthener. Your spirit will convict you. You have a conscience. Your spirit will convict you. And you know right from wrong when you're born again. You'll pick it up. Now, people have seared consciences, right? Consciences. They get seared. They get so far out in their flesh that even good Christian people can't tell. They've covered it up so much that it's seared over. And so we don't want to be those people, because when you're like that, you can't be led of the Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, truly, you feel condemned when you walk after the flesh and not after the Spirit. That's what happens. Y'all forgive me. My nose is itching. Let me just, right here on TV, I'm going to scratch it. Hi, Jesse. Okay, so, praise the Lord. So, Romans 8 tells us that. Now, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are Christ Jesus, who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh.
Right.
Yeah, so when you walk after the flesh, it leads you down the wrong trail. What does flesh mean? Flesh isn't this. It means the five senses. You're just looking toward the five senses. Well, it doesn't look like it. Well, it doesn't feel like it. Well, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't taste like it. You know, those things. But when you walk after the Spirit, who knows more things than your flesh, you're going to do good and you're not going to be condemned. The Holy Spirit will convict you. Your spirit will convict you. But God loves those who he convicts and corrects. Amen. So, what I want to get to now, tonight, this is what I told you I was going to talk about. Let's talk about the characteristics of a spirit-filled life. What does that look like? I'm going to read you Ephesians 5:17. It says, therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, stupidity, but be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by him. Okay? Now, verse 19, speak to one another in psalms and hymns. See if I got that right. Yeah. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus. Being subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. So the very first characteristic, number one, is if you're spirit filled, you have a song in your heart.
Yeah.
You have a song in your heart.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you're just going to sing something. You're just kind of thinking every once in a while, it'll just start coming out. When you're spirit filled, I said, not that you were baptized in the Holy Ghost back in 1976. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you're spirit filled right now, when you're full of the Spirit, when you're full of you'll have that thing and you just kind of have a song you'll be singing. You just it'll just pop out. You're just singing a little bit of it. And then over here, you'll just sing a little bit of it. And you'll just keep singing. Amen. So you have a song in your heart. So that's the first characteristic. You can tell if you're pretty full because you're gonna have joy. And you might dance a little and you might laugh a little. You might just do a little jig every once in a while. We've been known to do that in our kitchen. Praise the Lord. So sometimes I've done a little jig and Deb and Danny will both just break out and start going with me. So praise the Lord. That's how heaven is. You cause everything to erupt when you praise God there. And so you just have a little dance in your step there. So that'll let you know. So if you're pretty miserable and pretty quiet, remember the devil wants to shut you up. And so that's time to get a refill. That's time to get in there and do something. So sometimes, you know, we come up with a psalm. Now, you might read a psalm. Like a lot of times, I'll just early in the morning, I'll say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Or the Lord is my shepherd. Or what? I'll just start quoting a psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. You just start quoting a psalm that you know. I'll look toward the hills from whence comes my help. But my help comes from the Lord. And you just start rolling these out. Or you could come up with your own psalm. And it's interesting because I was reading after Brother Hagin, imagine that. And I was reading after Brother Hagin, and he actually wrote and let us know in a couple of books that he put out some psalms that God gave him. And one of them was one about victory. It was interesting. But so, you know, if you hear a little something coming up, write it down. I mean, it could be real simple. And you know, sometimes I think people were writing psalms and they turned into songs. Yeah, I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days, I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up. See, yard court until I lay my head. That is going to be an anthem all through eternity. It's one of those. It's like shout to the Lord. That'll be one too. Amen. Along with blessed assurance and some of the greats. But so these things are in you, and they'll come out. And so, listen, we sing even in hard places. You just go ahead and sing a song, even in a hard place. Paul said we ought to be speaking to ourselves. We ought to talk to ourselves. We ought to admonish one another as well. He didn't say anything about dumping your emotional trash on each other. Should have got an amen there. But the truth is we can admonish one another. Amen. So what's the purpose of psalms and hymns and songs? You know, there weren't hymns when Paul was, there weren't actual hymns back when Paul was writing, but they're mentioned in there. Well, they're things that admonish people. They're things that admonish, right? I mean, think about some of those old hymns. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Think about those songs. I come to the garden alone. I mean, these are things that just, I mean, I was a little bitty girl singing the garden song. I learned that when I was real little. I had a picture of him walking and talking with me. Did you? You know, praise the Lord. So it admonished me. It blessed me. And so we can do that with each other, just with little things, little songs, talking to each other. Amen. So and then the other thing is that we minister to the Lord. We minister to the Lord. So, we're gonna come back to that in a minute. So number two characteristic of a spirit-filled life is giving thanks. Giving thanks. Ephesians 5:20 says, always giving thanks to God the Father for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How often? Always. How often?
Always.
How often? So I think sometimes if we looked at our prayer on a scale, like on a balance, our prayer may be way down here and thanks might be up here. But it's time for us to stay filled with the Spirit and say thank you, God, all the time. I mean, haven't you just in the last 2 days walked outside and looked at the sunshine and said, thank you, Jesus, for 60-degree weather. Thank you, Jesus, for the sunshine. Thank you, Jesus, for the hill country. Praise the Lord. So the moon comes up real big behind our house. Big. It comes up over a little, we call it a mountain. It's not a mountain. It's a little hill, you know, over there. But it looks like, you know, the great hill country. And that moon is, and you just see that come up and you're like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that. And all the things he's done, all the times he's healed you. You got up today. You woke up today. You're breathing. God did good. Praise the Lord. And so that's something we need to do. We need to be thankful all the time. But I'm not trying to force you to do that. I'm not saying now you need to be thankful. I'm saying that's something that comes out of a spirit-filled person. You're grateful. You're thankful. Your spirit is full, and you're so thankful. So you got that? Number three, the third characteristic is listen to one another. Ephesians 5:2, oh, I heard someone go, oh. Ephesians 5:21, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Brother Hagin said something interesting about this when he studied the Greek. He said, this has nothing to do with domination. This has nothing to do with you submitting to someone to dominate you. This has to do with respecting someone. Like a wife would respect their husband. Well, a wife would stop and listen and not just, you know, and the opposite way as well. It's about people listening to one another, people respecting one another, enough to pay attention to what someone's saying. You know, you might, someone might just be having a conversation with you, and if you would, don't say shut up right here. If you would be quiet long enough and listen to that person, they might actually say something that you needed to hear. Amen? You don't have to be the one talking all the time. Amen. But a lot of people miss it because they have to control the conversation all the time. But the Bible tells us if you're spirit-filled, you don't have a need to control the conversation all the time. You don't need to have to get your words over everybody else. But, wait. I've got to talk. No. You can be able to just sit and listen. You can just be able to enjoy what people are saying. Praise the Lord. So the third characteristic, if you're spirit-filled, if you're topped off, you won't have any trouble sitting and listening to other people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all are smiling really big on that one. Some folks just won't let another person finish their thought, but spirit-filled people do. Amen. Okay, y'all need to look straight ahead, I guess. So if you pay attention long enough, you're going to hear something good. You're like, well, I don't know what I can learn from so-and-so. Oh, there's something. You might find out that what a good listener you are and how much grace you have for people who control the conversation. Okay, so this is your test. Are you spirit-filled? Are you spirit-led? So there were three characteristics. This is what they are. You have a song in your heart, and you thank God constantly. Yeah. You're not trying to do this. Oh, I better be thankful. No, it's bubbling up out of you. Rivers of living water flowing up out of you going, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. It's a good day. Thank you for it, Lord. And how about this? Even when it doesn't look too good, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus, because I'm going over. I'm going over and not under because Jesus has already brought us the victory. And so thankfulness is always important, every day, all day long. Now, I said I was going to bring up ministering to the Lord again. So I want to talk to you about something here. We are about to begin a 21-day fast. And we're fasting with Christians around the world. So we're not fasting to get God to move, okay? Now, nobody run out. We're not going to ask you to give up food and drink and where you're crawling in here. But I want you to hear me out on this. This is very important to understand what a fast is. Because we're not fasting to get God to move. No. God has already moved. Jesus has already won the victory. We just have to tap into it. It's on our side. That's why this is called the Great Awakening. We're not trying to get Jesus to wake up. We're trying to wake up.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay? And so when we wake up, things begin to happen because we can hear God, then we can say things, and we can do things that are going to produce a harvest of an awakening. Amen. So we're not fasting to get God to bring on the awakening. Well, we're going to fast because then we're going to bring on the awakening. No, you're going to wake up. And then your prayer is going to be better, and it's going to cause other people to wake up. Amen. It's going to cause people to come in and get released from burdens, yokes being destroyed, people getting healed. You're making room so the Spirit of God can move on a higher level. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he wants to do that. So what are we doing then? Well, first we have to quiet down our flesh so we can hear God. That's what we're doing. We're quieting it down. Now, listen, this is what Pastor George said. I'm just going to read it to you for time's sake. Imagine the owner of a large, lively factory strolls onto the business production floor to deliver a company-wide announcement. Instead of competing with the various sounds, he dims the lights, pauses the machines, and asks that all employees cease working and remain quiet while he speaks. With their full attention engaged, don't you think the employees would be able to clearly hear the voice of their leader? Well, the human mind and body run like factories, complex, multifaceted, bustling, and rowdy factories. From internal and external feelings to sights, sounds, distracting thoughts, smells, and everything in between, the body and mind endlessly roar like engines and are bombarded by reminders that they are subject to the influence of the physical world. To combat this constant bombardment, fasting, a sacrificial act, is the intentional refraining from food or other comforts. At the same time, we submit those desires to God and position ourselves to clearly communicate with Him and experience breakthrough. When we choose to fast, it allows God to come in. It's time to silence the clamor, allowing everything to quiet so we can hear Him speak to us. Okay, isn't that good? Okay, and here's what Brother Copeland said. It's important for you to understand that it is not the fasting itself that brings the deliverance. Jesus has already obtained deliverance through the complete work of the redemption. The Holy Spirit who lives inside of you knows how to pray in order to bring the difference Jesus has already provided. Fasting simply brings the spirit man, which is in union with the Holy Spirit, into ascendance over the flesh. It also limits the physical appetites so that you can more effectively hear and respond to the Spirit. This enhances intercession. An effective Holy Spirit-led intercession sets captives free. Isn't that good? That's so easy. And about five people in here are going, I don't know. Hey. Reel it in here. You're going to be all right. So, as we hear more and more, we can make these adjustments. Fasting is not a method of twisting God's arm to get Him to respond when you pray. Fasting does not change God. It changes you. Okay. So, but as we do fast, we have targets in the Spirit, and I'm just going to name them to you what we're looking for, okay? Number one, an awakening to God and the body of Christ. The body of Christ needs to wake up. Number two, an awakening to God in Israel. Number three, an awakening to God in America and in the nations. Number four, the 2024 elections. Number five, ministry breakthroughs. Number six, personal breakthroughs. And number seven, preparation for all that is coming. Now, those sound really good to me. I think that's Holy Ghost. So as we fast, it's going to strengthen our hearing and ability to be led. We're a little less than 1 week away from starting this. We're going to start on February the 5th. Now, but then this, hear me on this. We take time to minister to the Lord.
Yes.
That's what you're going to do. You're going to take time to minister to Him. This is a vertical thing. You're going to just worshiping Him, thanking Him for all He's done, just loving Him. During this time, just make Him the biggest thing in your life. That's what we're doing. And we're getting stuff out of the way, okay, so that we can do this. Now, I just heard someone's thoughts, well, I can do that without fasting. No, you can't. The very fact that you said that lets me know how much you're in your flesh. Absolutely. Everybody needs a good fast. Now, you've heard of the Daniel fast?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Daniel actually, he fasted, sweetbreads. He ate like lentils and beans and stuff like that. So, what he did was, for example, now don't throw anything at me, okay? But he basically gave up donuts and bear claws and twist and come on somebody, you know, and you know, pizza And he, we got a few wrinkles out of that one. But, so he gave up those kind of things, and it helped him say no to his flesh. Now, I did, after talking with some of you, I heard someone say this. Well, I would give up such and such, but it'd be too hard. Now listen, that's exactly what you should give up then. If it's too hard, you need to make that sacrifice, because that's controlling you. If sugar controls you a lot, give it up. Yeah. If tobacco controls you, give it up. Mm-hmm. Give it up for 21 days. I would say if gossip controls you, but you better give that up forever. Because it's not getting you anywhere, I promise you. Praise the Lord. But so whatever it is, I'm not talking about you not eating and drinking for 21 days. I'm talking about something that is just your favorite thing.
Yeah.
To honor God, you say, put God first, you will say no to it. So I ask you to pray, because I'm believing that we're going to be 100%, and it's between you and God. We're not going to keep track of what you're doing. It's your life. You know, you may have to put a lock on the pantry for a little while. So, wives or husbands, if you hear something noshing in your pantry, you might have to... 12 o'clock at night. No. I was thinking about years ago, Creflo was spending the night with Brother Copeland and Gloria, and Jesse was there too. And so Jesse's like, man, I'm hungry. I'm going to go down and look in Gloria's pantry. And so he goes downstairs. I can imagine that pantry was, you know, well stocked and doing very well. And so he goes down there and opens the door to the pantry. Creflo's standing in there. So he joined him, and they were standing in there eating. But that's what we're not going to do. And believe me, those guys they've fasted plenty of times. So, but anyway, so I just want to invite you to join in on that. Pick something that you really like. I mean, you know, I'm not going to fast from smoking. I don't smoke. I'm not going to fast from something. Well, I'm going to fast from raisin cookies. Well, I hate raisin cookies. I don't care if, you know, I mean, so ask God, what is it that you would like for me to turn away from for 21 days so that I can worship you, so that I can give you attention? And he'll tell you immediately what it is. Amen. You receive that tonight?
Yes.
So Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for our fasting days, and we pray that you'd show each one of us what to do starting next Monday, and we pray that we would all spend extra time with you and all of the people around the world that are going to do this. Wow, what is going to happen? This is going to be awesome. And so we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do around the world. And we say that we are so blessed that we get to do this with Christians around the world. And we thank you for it, Lord. And Father, we thank you that we can get prepared for all that's coming. We can get personal breakthroughs. We're going to get ministry breakthroughs. We're going to get 2024 election breakthroughs. We're going to have an awakening to America and the nations. We're going to have an awakening to God in Israel, an awakening to God in the body of Christ, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's receive our offering. Y'all receive all that tonight?
Yes,
glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Some people need to tell their face that Jesus is Lord and he's alive and he's doing good. Get a little smile going here. Show your teeth a little bit. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God is good. If you'd like to give online, you can give via text message, VCHL, and the amount you want to give is 73256, and click the link and put your gift in there. You don't even have to spell the word million. You can just use one and zeros. Just put it in there. All is well. We'll accept that gift in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We'll take it however you give it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. What you gonna do with it? Oh, God's got plans. God's got plan. We're going to get a new church building. We're going to get a campus. We're going to help people go around the world. We have a lot of plans for the future. They're going to happen. Amen. We're going to plant churches. In fact, our money has been sent. It should be there by now. And I know we're going to hear from Pastor Hammond pretty quick. And he's going to send us a video, by the way. And so I was watching him this morning. Man, they're doing stuff. They are doing stuff. I mean, they're on the ground. They're gathering people in these little towns. They're feeding them. First they gathered the kids. Then they gathered the women. And then the women are going home and talking to the men. People are getting saved, y'all, all around the world. Yeah. Things are happening. Amen. Woo. So, Father, we thank you for the tither and the giver. We declare that they are blessed. The devourer has already been rebuked for the tither. We thank you for that. The windows of heaven are open for the tither. We thank you, Lord, that for the giver, we receive back, and we receive it today, Lord. Good measure, pressed down, shake it together, running over. Will we receive back because we have been givers? In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Just be glad you're a giver. You didn't miss an opportunity. Did you remember the rich young ruler? Remember him? So Jesus didn't want him. He wasn't trying to take wealth from him. He was trying to get godly wealth. Not, he didn't want him to serve mammon. He wanted him to serve a kingdom wealth. And so if you, I don't know if you've ever thought about this before, but it was just days before Judas. Judas was going to be gone. That guy could have taken his place. He was a rich young ruler. He knew what to do with money. He was a Medici, I tell you. He knew what to do. And so he y'all know who the Medicis were? They were the bankers in Italy. And they did great for a long time. But just think about that. He could have been that person, but he missed it because he didn't understand what God was saying to him, what Jesus was saying. Jesus was just saying, don't make that your God.
Yeah.
Use it for God. Amen. Praise
good.
The Lord. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Bye, Jesse. Love you. Bye, Cherie. Mac, Ronnie. See y'all. Okay. So, praise the Lord. Come on, Jordan, if you'll get up here and play us a song. Let me have some thermostats. We're going to pray for just a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the anointing on our lives. We thank you for prayer time. Thank you, Lord. We're going to pray for a short time and worship God for a few minutes. So just hold on to your seats. It's early. If this goes longer than 15 minutes, if you want to step out quietly, we understand. But we're going to praise the Lord here for a few minutes. You can move my stuff over if you want to sit down. Or you can stand up and come up here and pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Danny, get a mic. Jesse, get a mic. Deb, get a mic. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, let's just pray all together. You can just, right there where you are, just pray and listen for God. Amen. Father, we thank you. Kimbraste boso kutanda nandalamosi. Rebeke suvri estabasa katishki londor nandalamosavra. Kerev rebeke to lavra vakosindere nandalamosobrebeke tise. Father, we thank you. We lift up tonight. Holy Spirit assistance. Holy Ghost assistance. Is there anything you want us to pray about tonight? We'll pray about it tonight corporately, and we believe we receive it'll come to pass in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We give you glory, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kivrebeke londa donde lamosim. Alavrebeke tobrabako savrabako sibrebeheshite. Siglevrebeke tonda donde lamosam. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Dafrapata leprata kiti sabrakatombo lambrebeke tobriasta vasa grovrabakosi kilevrebeke sombra. This is your opportunity to pray. You pray long enough. If you pray long enough, you'll fill back up. You'll fill back up. So just pray long enough to fill back up. Asalavravadato sa brabakatinde. Levrosti vese kitashigi lavrobokotom brabarabahasi. Eshemena manamaholom. Kravrabarabakolovrabakotavrabakosi brebeheshi. Now, if you have something you want to pray about, you can step up here to the microphone. that Deb has, and you can pray in it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the great awakening. We thank you for awakening the church of the living God. We thank you for awakening to Israel. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the protection of God's first covenant people. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for our protection, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for success at the borders. Let's pray about that. Asa, for the borders, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the thief is stopped in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that those cartels are taken care of in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that Texas will not back down in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Do it your way, Lord. Do it your way. Do it your way. Do it your way. Do it your way. Havraba karavraba kosam. Ishkarara. Ishkarara. Brosavaraba kotovra. Terendarendalamosavraba kotoso. Lavraba kotom. Thank you for that move. That's what you're moving us into. What you're moving us into now. What you're moving us into. What you're moving us into. What you're moving us into. Astavra, astavra, baraba kolavra. Pray, church. Karavra, baraba kolavra, bakoson. Ishkaravra, bakosavra, bakotondra, and the lamosavra. Rebekitovra, bakosundra, and the lamosa.
Precision vision. Precision vision. The precision vision.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. The path narrowing in, and everything is coming into focus. And we are going along the thin and the right and the tight line with the exact spot that the Holy Ghost says, that, there, now.
Yeah. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 I feel like that there's something that can be done that is almost a shortcut to change things. I kept hearing that there's like a shortcut. So let's just pray that out for just a minute. Father, we lift up the shortcut to you. Whatever shortcut you have to seal this deal in Jesus' name, we thank you. Not agreeing with enemy, not agreeing with darkness, but a shortcut in the plan of God.
Yes.
Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say it again.
An unexpected turn of events that causes the shortcut.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, 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 Lord. Dosa vraba kotabra. Isevrebeketo vraba kosom. Tishikitom. Holy Ghost assistance, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Makaravara, Borobakata, Padestivisto, Tikila, Borobakatan, the Randalamosavra, Tolavra,
Borobakatan.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. 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 So I heard this in my spirit. This sounds kind of interesting, but I heard this. Lock the gates. Lock the gates. Now, immediately, you know, you're thinking, well, you know, there's barbed wire. Blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. Lock the gates spiritually. Yeah. Yeah. And so I asked the Lord real quickly. I want a word on that. And so I say unto thee, thou art Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. We lock out the gates of hell. We lock the gates of hell out by the power of our agreement tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. The gates of hell will no longer prevail in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. We praise you and we give you glory. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord.
Pastor, I just sensed in my spirit, there's been a lot of people come over already.
Yeah.
And I just sensed in my spirit, America is a blessed nation. We are a Holy Ghost established covenant nation. These people that are coming in from other nations have no idea what it's like to be in a nation where God is Lord.
Yeah.
So I believe that these people that have come over are going to have an awakening to who God is. They are going to have an awakening who God is. Truly is that as they walk their steps, even if it's illegally, if they put their feet on this soil, that means they are on blessed covenant land. And we command the angels of God. I just encounter after encounter after encounter after encounter of them having an awakening. Whatever their purpose was in coming here, that they would abandon that purpose altogether, and their new purpose is to serve the Lord God and take it back to where they came from. So wildfires are started for the kingdom of God. So whatever the plan, whatever the enemy had planned, I declare a flop. It's a flop.
Jesse, exactly what you're saying is what the thermostats went after yesterday. Exactly. Exactly what you just said. Those that crossed over are going to have to cross over.
Yeah.
They're going to get saved, healed, delivered. So this may be their only chance. I know we're all about, we don't want any more in here, but and we don't. But let's just say for those that are in here, let's turn them the right way.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Exactly the same thing. Exactly, almost word for word, exactly the same thing coming to me. And the scripture, which I didn't have time to look it up, is that that's the ambushment. What they prepared to ambush us is going to whiplash
right.
Right back on them.
That's right.
So.
Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Now, this is a teaching tool here. When you're praying, you can tell when you've prayed through. So when we got to the, when Jesse and Ronnie get, you could tell we broke through it right there. Learn to tell when you've finished. Don't stop till you finish. Learn to pray through. When you learn to pray through, you'll go, oh, we got it. We got it. So see, that way you're fulfilling God's will and not just out there begging for something.
Right.
You do what God says and it's done.
That's right.
You remember when Brother Copeland got real sick one time and his mother was praying for him and he couldn't get out of bed or anything. He was real sick and she was in Shandai, you know, really praying. And then finally she went, that's it. She got up and left and his fever broke at that very moment.
Yep.
She broke through.
Yeah.
Ooh, did you feel that? Just got a charge right there. Ooh, glory to God. Anyone have anything they want to pray about before we go? Okay.
I heard before that, and I think it's the connection to this is a sweetened swift deal.
Yeah.
That there is a sweetened swift deal, and I believe that they will see the cards revealed.
Mm-hmm.
They'll see the hand laid out, and they'll say, they don't have anything, so provision upon provision upon provision upon provision is going to go to the right because they have no choice but to sweeten the deal and make it swiftly for our good.
Yeah.
For our good.
Amen.
So, Father, I
Amen.
Thank you. Every person who's in on that table discussion, every person, it goes exactly as you said it would go. It goes exactly as you've laid it out, and it goes exactly as you've called it to be. The sweet and swift deal in Jesus' name.
Sweet and swift deal. And, you know, the enemy will try to get out in front of this and take credit for it. You know, y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all understand what I'm saying. But it doesn't matter.
No.
Enemy, they're not going to win. If you think the devil's going to end up with this country, you're wrong. He is not going to. This is just to awaken the sleepy Christians. That's all it is. We need to wake up and serve God.
Yep.
Thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. You got anything? You sleepy? Huh? Are you okay? You look. You got hit in the head? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for the power of Almighty God. In Jesus' name, thank you for healing my son, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. quickened in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
All swelling, pain, you leave. I felt it. You leave right now in the name of Jesus. You cannot stay here. You have to leave. We release this in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father God, from head to toe. He's made whole right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I was just making sure you didn't drop it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Anybody need prayer for their body before we go?
Thanking God for
Elvis. Need prayer? Don't be shy. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for our sis. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the healing power of God. Thank you for healing in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Stepping up, stepping up, stepping up, stepping up, stepping up, stepping up in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. From my mother's womb. Mama produced some good children. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hearts and minds clear? Thank you, Jesus. Gifts and callings. The gifts and callings are without repentance in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see Gidget, and I see Gidget with the broom. And she's got a broom, and she is tearing it up, cleaning and cleaning everything around her up. Everything gets cleaned up. And a purpose and plan comes right in and drops into her heart, and she is on her way to the best days. Amen. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Who knows Roger? Roger? Anybody have a Roger? In the name of who is it? Well, okay. So, Father, in the name of Jesus for Roger, I thank you, Lord, for his comfort. Oh, Father, right now, Holy Ghost assistance for him. The Comforter. We thank you, Lord, for comforting him today. Stay with him. I know you will. You do. And he knows you're with him. He knows you're staying with him. I thank you, Lord, for that comfort. We rebuke that lonely thing in Jesus' name. I don't know what to do. No, he knows exactly what to do, Lord. He knows exactly what to do. And I thank you, Lord, that he looks to you. He looks straight to you. Roger will be fine in Jesus' name. Isn't God good? Just to bring him up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is so good. He's so good. He's just so good. He's good to all of us. He cares. Let him in. You matter. Candace, you matter. Your family matters. Jenny, you matter. Chris, you matter. Rachel, you matter.
That's right.
All those little children back there, they matter. Mata, you matter. Every one of your kids matter. They matter to God. It's important to think about that. Sometimes we act like we're not important. But we're important. We're smart and we're important. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you miss it because you don't feel like you're very valuable. But you are. Amen. You need to start remembering who you are.
Yep, that's right.
You know, you don't have to be all haughty about that, but you really need to have a little bit of an attitude on the inside of, you don't know who you're talking to.
Yep.
Just a little bit, humbly, but a little bit of, I'm God's kid.
That's right.
I'm God's kid.
Yep.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I feel like we should pray for the baby. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the baby. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the safe delivery coming soon. In Jesus' name, we thank you for comfort to Karina. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for comfort in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. What a life that child's going to have. Glory to God. A great witness in the earth, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. A spirit of ease coming. A time of ease in Jesus' name. A time of ease is coming in Jesus' name. Take it. The Lord's blessed by you. He's blessed by the way you live with Him. He's blessed. A time of ease in Jesus' name. Well, let's stand up. Glory to God. Thank you, Jordan. God is good. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Any tongue that is spoken against you, you silence it because that's your inheritance.
Yes, right. Amen.
Anything that's been said and done, you just shut it up in Jesus' name. Amen. That's right. Don't take it even if you said it. Father, we come to the courts of heaven and we command a crop failure over every negative word that's been spoken about anybody in this room in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you can correct us and direct us and we take it in Jesus' name. But we're not letting any sort of persecution get through to us. We bless those that persecute us and we live on in the glory of God in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name.